Mesechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Tes, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Chesam Beis at the beginning of the Gemara. And our perk is discussing Shavuos HaDayanim, as we already saw in our Mishnah that was speaking about a case of someone that was made of a Mixas. And if someone is made of a Mixas, then Bezdin is Mechayiv them to make a Shavuah Midaraisa. And as we already discussed, that the Makar for Shavuah for made of a Mixas is based on the Pasuk in Pashm Mishpatim that states, Akol Dvar Pesha, Al Shor Al Chamor, Al Se Al Salmo, Akol Avida, Shiyoyim Akiyuzeh. And even though this pasuk is stated in the pasha of Shavuos Hashemim, however, the Gemara teaches us that this shvuah is referring to a shvuah relevant to Moed Mixas. And our Gemara begins, Heichem Mashpin Alei, and how did Bezdin make him swear? And Amar Behudam Rav, Rabbi Yehuda stated in the name of Rav, Mashpin Oisa B'Shvuah Amir B'Torah, that they make him swear a similar shvuah to the one that we find in the Torah, Siv, and as the pasuk states in Pashas Chayesara, that Avram said to Eliezer, Vashpiach, The Gemara continues, Omle Ravina Rav Ashi, and Ravina said to Rav Ashi, command that who is this member of Yehudim Rav going like? Rav Chanina Bar Idi, is he going like the Shita Rav Chanina Bar Idi that we saw in Daf Lamed Hey, the Omer Be'in and Shem Yuchid, and he holds that you have to make a Shvuah using the Shem Yuchid. Therefore, Bezim would be Mechayiv someone a Shvuah said on him, they would have to use the Shem Yuchid, and as Avram said to Eliezer, Vash Biacha Hashem, that he was making him swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu using the Shema Miuchid. However, Amalei, Rav Ashi responds to Ravina, I feel the Tame Rabbanon, that really Rav could be going even according to Shita Rabbanon, the Amri B'Kinui, and they hold that even a Shvua using a Kinui is a proper Shvua. V'nafkamina, the Tzorach Latfusei Chafsu B'Yodei, and what Rav meant when he stated, Mashpina Is B'Shvua Amir B'Toyra, he only meant to say that just like Avram made Eliezer hold on to his Mila, and he made him hold the Chafsu Shal Mitzvah, therefore, when Bezdin make someone swear a shvuas hadyanim, then they also have to hold on to a chafetz shel mitzvah. And as Rashi states, oy sefer, either sefer Torah or tefillin, as we will see, he Avram the atvasei l'Eliezer bris mila. And as the pasuk states in Pashas Chayesara in Perichav Dalid at the end of pasuk Beis, the simno yod chotachas hirechi. And then Avram stated vashpiach b'Hashem al kei shmaim v'al kei aretz. And as the pasuk states in pasuk Tez, by yosem evidus yodei tachas yerach Avram adoyna v'yishov le'al adav azeh. Our Gemara continues. Uchid Rava, and this is similar to the din that Rava taught us to Amar Rava. Hay dayin da Ashba b'Hashem l'kei Hashmayim nas kamisha tar b'dvar mishnah v'chayza. Therefore, dayin only makes someone swear using the term Hashem l'kei Hashmayim, and he doesn't require him to be a tefisa chayfetz. Then it's considered that he was toyer b'dvar mishnah, and therefore would be chayza. And as Rashi brings down, va'afagat l'tanla b'mishnah, and even though it is not actually a mefurish mishnah, Shmai to the Rav, he is still a member of Rav. Va'rei k'dvar mishnah hidamrina b'sanhedrin and. As we learned from Masechta Sanhedrin, Toya B'dvar HaMarayim Chayzer, even if someone is Toya B'dvar HaMarayim, then the din would be Chayzer, and V'lo Yamrinon, Masha Asoi, V'yishalim Yimbeisai. The Gemara continues, V'om Rapapa, Hay Dayin Da Ashba B'tfilin, Nasa Kamisha, Tar B'dvar Mishnah V'Chayzer, and Rapapa explains that this halacha, that Tzarech Latfusei Cheftza B'yadei, that is referring specifically to a Sefer Torah, and if a Dayin uses tefillin instead of a Sefer Torah, then it wouldn't be a valid Shvuah, and it would be considered that he was Toya B'dvar Mishnah, and therefore the din would be chayza, and the Gemara tells us v'hilchas kavasei d'rava v'less hilchas kavasei d'rapapa. And as the Gemara explains, hilchas kavasei d'rava the holy noket chafetz biyadei. If someone doesn't hold on to a chafetz of mitzvah at all, then certainly it would be chayza, and he's tayyib b'dvar mishnah. However, less hilchas kavasei d'rapapa the noket chafetz biyadei. That if someone holds tefillin and he's not holding a sefer Torah, then at least b'di'evet it would be a valid shvuah. The Gemara continues shvuah ma'umid tamachacham yoshev. Then number one, that the din of shvuah is similar to a gemar din. And therefore, generally, the person that makes a shvuah has to be standing. However, we honor Tam Chacham and we allow him to sit when making a shvuah. In addition, shvuah b'sefer Torah, the lechatchila shvuah should be made by holding a sefer Torah. Even so, Tam Chacham lechatchila b'tfilin. Once again, based on kavod, we allow a Tam Chacham to even make a shvuah lechatchila by holding on to tefillin, and we don't require him to hold the sefer Torah. Ayn Rashi b'sefer Torah va'afagav de kimnu de leikra papa lechatchila mi a sefer Torah be'inan u'derisenu butler. And instead we misakin that Bezin should state that you'll be cursed if you lie, and they have 10 people there at the time of the curse. And as we saw in Daflam and Vavim Ralev, that Ora by Shvua, that the Lashon Ora is also a Shvua as well. And Ayin in Taisi Zidu and Maskal at Fusei Chefza Biyadei, Tema, the Bishvua Seidus Ubitu Pekodin, Shumujman Piachirim, Davi Dumin the Shvua Sadianim, Libayibu and Kuti Chefza, that since in our Gemara we see that the Shvua Muru is when you're holding on to a chefza, so l'chayri, the same should apply, b'negei shvuah se'idus, as well as shvuah se'bitoi and shvuah se'pekadin. And certainly we don't find that this halacha applies b'negei shvuah se'idus and bitoi and pekadin. And Ayin Ramban explains that tam k'dei l'hachma lov shalei yishava, that einach enami, the reason why we make him hold the sefer Torah is in order to be machmer at him, that he shouldn't want to make the shvuah, shvuah b'shvuah se'idus, b'shvuah se'pekadin and bitoi, b'loi chefetz him nishboyin, b'kanami loi b'toru nishba, el bezdin mashpina isu b'shem miyuchid, oi b'kinu v'hu oich ha-sefer Torah b'zoraya, k'dei l'ayim alav, and really the pasuk is only not smacht ba'almo, and Ayin Rosh and Simon Aleph that says a similar idea, and also Ayin Rabban and Tesis Dio Maskal, hai dainu da ashba b'tfilin, and Tesis states, v'af agav shesh b'yavram es aliyaz b'mila, harminim b'samach, the Talmud Chacham, and chathchila b'tfilin, therefore we couldn't ask a question to our papa from Avram. Tesis continues, yinami kivin dai dai, and lein etzdavu yosa, havi ki sefer Torah l'gabayu, therefore l'gabay Avram Avinu, this was considered like a sefer Torah. Ayin Rashi and Chumash, l'fisha nishbet tzarech sheyitol b'yadei chefi shel mitzvah kagein sefer Torah and mezuzah tefillin. And Rashi states, v'amila hoisa mitzvah rishayim loy uba loy al yedei tzar, hoisa chaviv lo v'not lo. And Rashi seems to be bothered by the same question of Tosfos. However, Ayin Shom, with some explain that Rashi is pointing out, mashloy oma tachas yurechech v'havale l'shpia ha'eved b'mila soy, l'fisha shel Avram, hoisa rishayim loy koydim mila sa'eved, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Shavuos HaDeyonim, Af Hi, B'lshayin and Emra, and as Rashi explains, B'chalosh and Shu Mevimboi, that they would make him swear in any language that he understood. However, Ayin Ri Megash, as well as the Rambam, learned that they would actually make him swear B'losh and HaKadosh, as that would also make the Shavuah more serious. However, prior to them making him swear B'losh and HaKadosh, they would explain to him exactly what he's saying, B'losh and HaKadosh. And the Gemara began by stating, Af Hi, B'lshayin and Emra, and Rashi points out, L'kamon Mefarish, my Af, that the Gemara will explain why the Braisa starts off with the Lashon Af. And the Braisa continues, Oymrim loy, that Bezdin would say to him, have a yudeya that you should know, and we continue on daf lam mitesim and aleph, shekalo in l'kulin is dazda, b'shosha om HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'sinai, l'isisa Hashem Hashem l'kech l'ashav, at the time of the Aseres HaDibros, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the pasuk of l'isisa Hashem Hashem l'kech l'ashav, then the entire world shook, even though someone is being oivan shvuas hadiyonim, he's being oivan shvuas sheker, and not in shvuas shav. However, Bezdin was just pointing out the stringency of making a shvuah that is not true. Bezdin would continue, v'chol aveir shebateri nem behem v'nake, and in Pasha Kisisa, regarding all other aveirs in the Torah, the pasuk states, v'nake lo yinake, however v'kan nema lo yinake, however in the Aser Sedibris, regarding someone that swears falsely, the Torah states, l'sisa shem Hashem l'kech l'shav, ki lo yinake Hashem, isa sheyisa shmoy l'shav. Bezdin continued, v'chol aveir shebateri nefraim imenu, that regard to all other aveirs in the Torah, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes retribution from a person, then he takes retribution from the person directly and not from his mishpacha. V'kamri menu mishpachtoi, however, b'negei someone that swears falsely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an einish to him as well as to his mishpacha. Shenem as the pasuk in Kehel states, al titin espicha lachti es b'sarecha, al toime lefnei ha-malach, kishkogehi, lo miyikzef ha-lekim al kelecha, v'chibos ma'asi adecha, ve'im b'sari ha-lekrevai, and when the pasuk mentions lachti es b'sarecha, that's referring to your relative, shenem as the pasuk in Shai states, al loy parois l'ra'ev lachmecha, v'anim rudim tavi bayis, yitzira orim v'chisisai, umi b'sacha loy tesalom. And as Rashi points out, that the pasuk in Kehelis, which states, al titin spicha, that's referring to someone that's oivan shvua sheker. The Braisa continues, v'chol aveir shebater, nifranim menu, v'kanim menu, v'kala ilum kulai, that although regarding other aveirs, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only takes retribution from him, however, b'negei someone that's oivan shvua sheker, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take retribution from him, and it will also affect the entire world. Shenem, and as the pasuk in Hosea states, Aloi v'chachash v'ratzeich v'ganoi v'noya paratzu v'dom v'dom v'nagau. And the pasuk mentions someone that swears, as the pasuk states, v'aloi. Before the Braisa continues to explain how we see that will affect the entire world, Gemara is ve'ema ad avelu l'kulu. Maybe the only time that will affect the entire world is only if someone does all of these averes, and he was oivah on aloi and chachash and ratzeich and ganoiv and noyaf. However, if he was only oivah on aloi v'chachash, then maybe it would not affect the entire world. And the Gemara explains, as the pasuk in Yirmiyah states, that because of someone that swore falsely, so the world was destroyed and they went into mourning. Ayin the girl who's not gurus the Gemara's question at this point, and he's only gurus the Gemara's question later on when the Gemara explains the entire Braisa. However, our Braisa now continues and explains that how do we know that the entire world will be affected, as if Ksiv, as the next pasuk after the pasuk of Aloy v'chachash, the pasuk in Hosea states, Al kein te'ov al ha'aretz v'umlo kol yesh v'ba, chayis ha'sado oifa shemayim v'gam degei ayam yaseifu. The Brisa continues that Bezdin would tell the person that's about to make a shvua chol aveir shemateria in regard to all other aveir shemateria. If yesh leischus tayim leishnayim v'shleish adayis, if a person has chusim, that it could be tayim for him for two or three generations. V'kan ifran men la'alta. However, when the gei someone that's oifan shvua shav or shvua sheker, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will take retribution for him immediately. Shenemen is a pasuk in Zechariah states hoytzesiyah no umashem tzavakos ubo beis hagana vel beis hanishba b'shmila shaker v'lanim b'sef beisai v'chilatai v'es etzav v'es avanav. The Brisa explains that when the pasuk states hoytzesiyah, that teaches us that the curse will occur la'alta immediately. When the pasuk states ubo beis hagana, certainly can't be speaking about someone that steals in a normal fashion, as that is not such a major avera zagoyniv dasabrius, and this refers to someone that's goyniv dasabrius. And for example, she'in le'mamon isach averai, that he's really not owed any money from his friend, and v'toyinoy mashpiyai, and even so, he makes a false claim, and he makes him swear for no reason. Del besa nishba b'shmila shaka, k'mashmoy, is referring to someone that swears falsely, and the pasuk states, v'lona b'seif besai, and the klala will take up residence in his house, and will lie down like a regular person that lives in this house, chilatoy ves itza ves avanov, and it will destroy him, as well as the wood and the stones of the home. And the Brisa continues, halamabta, dvarim she'in ish v'mayim mechalon ayisan, shvua shekem mechalon ayisan, that even though generally when someone has a fire, it certainly won't destroy the stones and will only destroy the wood of his home, but the oinish of shvua shekem is so strong that it will even destroy the stones of a person's home. And the Brisa continues, im ama ini nirba paitrin esumiyad, if Reuben says that will not make a shvua, then we immediately send him out of Beis Din. As Rashi states, v'mashin oisikan shle yachsabai, and we don't allow him to remain there in order to make sure that he's not chayzer and he doesn't say, I want to swear. And at this point, Reuben will be chayiv to pay, and it's mashmah from Rashi that if he actually wants to be chayzer, he could be chayzer, but once he leaves Beis Din, he would no longer be able to be chayzer, and he can no longer decide to swear. However, Ayin tases that even after he leaves Beis Din, he really could decide to come back to Beis Din and make a shvua. When the Brisa states, the Brisa is teaching us, and this way he'll be embarrassed to come back to Beis Din and be chayzer. But if he would come back to Beis Din and say that he wants to make a shvua, then certainly he would have a right to do so. The Brisa continues, but if he says, I want to make a shvua, the pasuk in Korach of Suru no me'al olei anoshim or shor ma'ila. The Gemara will explain this point a bit later. And the Brisa continues, and when Beis Din makes him swear, they would say to him, that this shvua will not be based on your words, el al das ha'mokim val das Beis Din, but being based on the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the das of Beis Din, shekeim atzilu v'meishu Rabbeinu k'sheshbiyas Yisrael. And similarly, by Avos Moav, when Meishu Rabbeinu was meshbiyah klal Yisrael, Omer lehen, he said to them, du'u sh'loy al daitchem ani meshbiyah eschem, el al das ha'mokim val daiti, shenem, and as the pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim states, b'lo yitchem levatchem anoichi k'ris es abris ha'zois v'es ha'ola ha'zois, ki es ha'shi yashnen po'yim manu wa'yim ha'yim l'fnei Hashem al-kenu, v'es ha'shanenu po'yim manu wa'yim. And since in the second pasuk, Meishu Rabbeinu mentions that he's making the shvua with them as well as all future neshamas and all future generations, therefore, when Meishu Rabbeinu stated v'lo yitchem levatchem, he was telling them that I'm being mashpir you al daiti val das ha'makom and not based on your own das. And as the Brisa continues, in le ala isra im le mahasinai doyos haboyim v'geir masim lizgayim nayin ha'mon loyma v'isa she'inenu poyim manu ayoyim v'in le ala mitzvah shekiblu aleim mahasinai. Since the pasuk states anoichi k'ris es abris hazayis, so it's mashma that's only referring to this bris, which is referring to the mitzvahs that were nistavu by Hasinai. Mitzvahs hasidus l'schadish k'goyim mikra megillah minayin tamalim is to the pasuk in Megillah states kimu v'kiblu kimu mashikiblu kvar, that they were mekayim what they were already mekabel, referring to the bris that they made with Moshe Rabbeinu at Hasinai. Before we continue with the next gemara, let us point out that when the Brisa mentioned multiple times that the einish for shvuah sheker is much worse than all other averus in the Torah, so we show him explain that it's lav dafko kol averus shibatera. Ayin tesis in Yibam Askel aloy v'chachash, where tesis states kol averus shibatera lav dafko el klima hanaf lehaba kuyetsu b'shvua the muhu per kamen adushin the mishum rayis l'chudayu of la oritz ayin sham. The Gemara now continues to explain the previous brisa. The brisa began shvuas hadyonim afhi b'lashayin nemra, and as we explained from Rashi b'chol loshin shu mevim boi. Gemara asks, my afhi b'lashayin nemra, and the Gemara explains k'tan that this is based on the Mishnah Masechta Seita that states elu nemra b'chol loshin, that all these things could be stated in any language and doesn't have to be stated dafkan b'lashon hakodesh. Parshas Seita v'du ma'isa kriyashma tefila And therefore, this brisa states that not only is Shavuos Ha'edus and Shavuos Pekodin stated b'chal lashon, but Shavuos Ha'edionim could also be stated b'chal lashon. And Ayin Rashi Pashas Seita Kishmashpin Oisayashpiu b'lashon Shishemas. And Rashi is bavarning that we shouldn't think that we're talking about the actual Pashas Seita, which was written on a klav, as certainly that had to be written b'lashon Hakodesh. And Rashi continues v'dimaisa, as the pasuk states be'ata Hakodesh ben Abayis in the time of the kulam mefarash b'msechta Seita. And Ayin and Baam Tesis who bothered. And we have a general klal that we are Mishnah states ve'ilu, then we don't say the klal of Tana v'Shayer. And if so, why would the Mishnah Masechta Seita leave out the din that Shavuos Ha'edionim is also in the Amar B'chal Lashon, Ayin and Tesis, as well as in other Rishonim? And also, when we learned the Brisa, we mentioned from the Rima Gash as well as from the Rambam, when we stated Afhi B'Lashon in Amar, it actually means that they had to make the Shavuos B'Lashon HaKadosh. And l'chari, by the fact that Agamar brought down the Mishnah Masechta Seita of Eilu and Amar B'chal Lashon, it's certainly mashma like Rashi. However, Zokter Ritva, the Rishon Masisin Akad Vasefi Desa Machtoktani, Ve'il Namur and Belashan Kredesh, Vala Ka'oma, Afil Belashan Namra, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, Amar, that we previously stated in the Brisa, Oimloi, that Bezdin would say to him, Havi Yudea, Shekola Ilan Kulin is Daza, Beshosha Makadish Barhu, Isisa, Shema Shemla Kechelashav. And the Gemara asks, My Taima, is what was special about this Isser that the entire world shook. And as the Gemara continues, Ilay Mushum Desia Besinai, and if you're going to say it's because it was given by Sinai, but Esther Dibris Nami Yisrael, but the other nine Dibris were also given at Sinai, and why did the world shake only by Loisisa, the Elam Mishum de Chamira? And if you're going to say that this Issa is more Chamer than other Yisurim, but Mi Chamira, is it true that it's more Chamer? V'atani, but we learned to the Brisa, Elohim Kalois, these that are various that are more Kal, and just through Tshuva alone, you can receive a full Kapara, and the Brisa lists, and Asay and Alaysasay, this Laysasay refers to those Lavim that is no Chiv of Karis or Mises Bezin, Chutzmi Laisisa, as although it's only a lav, and there is no chorus and no Mrs. Bezin, and even so, Tshuva alone, Lapi Mechaperes, and the Brisa continues, Chamurais, and what are the Averis Chamurais, Zu Krisais, U Mrs. Bezin, Vlaisisi Yamayan, and Laisisa is included together with those Isurim, and one will be Chayev Chorus or Mrs. Bezin. Therefore, you see that Laisisa is not Mohammed and other Isurim, and if so, why did the world specifically shake when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Dibra of Laisisa Shem Hashem Lekech Lashav? And the Gemara explains, the reason why Laisisa is more Chomer than the rest of the Torah is based on the next line of the Brisa. And as the Brisa continues, V'chol Aveir Shepetorah Nem Ben V'Nakei V'Kan Nem and Lo Yinakei, as B'negeir to other Aveirs in the Torah states V'Nakei and then states Lo Yinakei, as the Pasuk states in Kisisa V'Nakei Lo Yinakei. However, in the Aser Sedibris, the Torah states Laisisa Hashem Hashem Lekech Lashav Ki Lo Yinakei Hashem Isa Sheyisa Shmoy Lashav. And these words of the Brisa are an explanation of the prior words of the Brisa. However, the Gemara now is V'chol Avir Shabbatir Le'nem Ben Le'inaka, that how can you say that all other Avirs in the Torah doesn't state the word Le'inaka, but Numaisim Pashas Kisisa, Pasuk actually doesn't state V'nake, but as we said, the Pasuk actually says V'nake Le'inaka. And the Gemara answers, How we Ba'ilei L'chor Ablaza, the Tanyan, as we learned to Brisa, Ablaza Imer, Yef Shalim V'nake, Shekfa Nem Le'inaka, Yef Shalim Le'inaka, Shekfa Nem V'nake. Now we can't say that Kosh Baruch will always be Menake, as the Pasuk states Lo Yinake, and we can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never be Menake, as the Pasuk states Menake. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar explains HaKetzad, Menake Hu L'Shavim Ve'inu Menake L'She'inan Shavim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cleanse those that do tshuva, but he will not cleanse those that do not do tshuva. However, that pertains to regular Lavim, but by the Lav of Laisisa, the only way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cleanse him is only if he does tshuva, and he also receives an Einish, and I need to show him that it bothered, that if so, the world should have shook also by the Lavim that have a Chiyav Karis, as well as by those Yisurim, which is a Chiyav of Mises Bezdin. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Brisa, Kol Aveir Shabbatarim Nifraim Mimenu, V'kan Mimenu Mishpachtoi. And the Gemara is, V'chol Aveir Shabbatarim Mishpachtoi Loi, how can you say that other Aveiris, that there is no Einish for his Mishpacha, but the Pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim, B'negei Melech states, V'samti Ani Es Panai Ba'ishahu, Uve Mishpachtoi, V'chrati Oisei Ves Kol Azeinim Achrav, Liznes Achrav Melech, clearly a punishment will happen to his mishpacha as well. And if you will say that that's because it's avodah zarah, it's more chamor, the Tanya will learn to the Brisa, Amar Rav Shimon, imhu chata mishpachtoi machatas, that if he did a chait, that what did his mishpacha do wrong? And lemelcha, this teaches us, ein lecha mishpacha sheish ba meiches, she'ein kulu meichsin, that we can't find a mishpacha where one person in that mishpacha is a tax collector, and he collects taxes improperly from people, people, that the rest of the family are not tax collectors. Similarly, v'sheyesh po listim she'ein kula listim, where you have one family member that is a listim, then the rest of the family members will also be listim. P'nei she mechapen lov, as they protect him and they have rachmanas on him, and since they protect him, it's as if that they're considered muchsim and they're also considered listim. Gemara responds that there's still chul between other aveiros and the issur of shvua shav, as hasam bedina chrina hacha bedina didei. Although benegeya of the isurim, the mishpacha will receive an einish, but that will be bedina chrina, and as Rashi states, beparanis kala v'loy beparanis haba love, they will not receive the same einish as the person that actually did the aveira. However, the mishpacha of the person that was oivan shvua shav will receive the same exact einish as the person that was actually oivan issa. The Tanya, as we learned to the brisa, Rabbi Omer, that in the pasuk that we just quoted in Pashat Kedoshim benegeya melech, the pasuk states v'chrati isai, and Rabbi is bothered matay melema. And Rabbi explains l'fisha nema, since that pasuk states v'samte ani is panai yachal kol mishpacha kula be kares, so one would think that the entire mishpacha will receive kares. Tamalema isai isai be kares v'loy kol mishpacha kula be kares. Therefore, we see while the person that did the avera will receive kares, the rest of the family will receive an einish, but will be purani iskala and not on the same level as the person that actually did the avera. Gemara continues that the brisa stated v'chal avera shebuter nifurim menu v'kami menu mikol ilum kulai, and the Gemara is v'chal avera shebuter mikol ilum loy. That is true that for other averas in the Torah, that the rest of the world is not responsible v'aksiv, but the pasuk states in pasuk b'chukosai v'kashul ish ba'achiv k'mplei cherev v'rei defoyin v'leisiel lechem tekum lefnei avechem, and we dashin that when the pasuk states v'kashul ish ba'achiv ish ba'avoyin achiv, that a person will receive retribution because of the avera of his brother. Malami shekol yisrael revim zebezeh, that all klai yisrael is responsible for each other. We continue on daf lam testament beis, and the Gemara explains hasam sheish b'yad mumchais v'loy michu, that over there we're talking about a person that could have been meicha, and the person would have listened to him, and he wasn't meicha, therefore he will receive an einish. However, the issur shvua shav is so chamor that the entire world will receive an einish, even if they couldn't have been meicha. The Gemara continues, my ikar ben rishon de mishpachta le rishon de alma, ben tzadikim de mishpachta le tzadikim de alma, that we just stated that benegeya every avera, those in a person's mishpacha that protected him will be chayav an einish, and in addition we saw that those in the world that could have been meicha and weren't meicha will receive an einish. And there's also a difference between the tzaddikim of a mishpacha that either were meicha or they were meicha and the person didn't listen, and there are tzaddikim in the world that were also meicha, and what is the chil between all these scenarios? The Gemara explains who b'shar averas b'dinei, that regarding the person that did the actual avera, it wasn't the avera of shvua shav, he will receive the regular einish. Rishayim of the mishpacha b'din chamor, and the rishayim of his mishpacha will not receive the same einish, and they will receive a smaller einish, but will be more chamor than the rishayim of the world. Rishayim the alma b'din kal, the rishayim of the world that should have been meicha will receive the lowest level of einish. Tzaddiki d'hacha v'hacha patiri, while the tzaddikim of his mishpacha and of the world will all be potter. Gabe shvua, and where someone was ivan shvua shav, then as we stated, who rishayim the mishpacha b'dinei, that he and the rishayim of his family will receive the same din and will receive the same einish. However, rishayim the alma b'din chamor, the rishayim of the world will still receive a very stringent din. They won't receive the same einish as he or his mishpacha. Finally, v'tzadikim d'hacha v'hacha b'din kala, the tzaddikim of his mishpacha and tzaddikim of the world will still be affected in some way and will receive some sort of an einish. And ayin tap teisus divel maskal hasam shahayu b'yadam lumchais v'loy michu, and teisus bothered that l'chayu, why the Gemara have to give this teretz, as the Gemara could have just stated that hasam b'din akal k'na masa b'samach, that we could have stated that b'negeya of the yisurim, that rishayim the alma will receive a din akal al hacha b'negeya shavun, that was ivan shvua shav b'din chamar, as we just explained. And teisus states el denich lelefushe de ein nanoshim ein shavera el mishum loy michu hilkach ein einish dechama kolkach. And really, the Gemara is giving the reason why they don't receive such a strong einish, as lemais they didn't do the savera and they're only receiving an einish because they weren't meicha. The Gemara continues and quotes from the brisa im ama ein nishba patronis miad im ama rein nishba im dusham im zelaze surina me ala ole anoshim rishayim eila. The Gemara is bothered that from the mashbeisa of the pasuk, it's mashma that they actually were saying this both to the person that is swearing and to the person that came to Bezdin and made the person swear. Therefore, the Gemara is bishlei mahu to kamishtaba koy b'yisura, that it makes sense why they say this to the person that's about to swear, as lemaisa he's about to do something that potentially is asa alahu to kamash b'lei amai. But lemaisa, why would they say this to the teveya? And the Gemara answers kiritanya that is based on the following brisa of Shimon ben Tafron Imer, that when the pasuk and pasuk mishpatim states shvuas Hashem tia ben shneim melami shechal shvuas shneim, so it teaches us that the einish for swearing falsely will be chal not only on the nitba, but also on teveya. And then Rashi at the top of the Amid states, shall diktek limso memoina biad nemon ubaludei chil Hashem. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Brisa, uchshemashpina isay imloi haviyudei shloy al daitcha onu mashpina ischa el al das hamokin val das bezdin. The Gemara is lomilumemloi hachi that why did bezdin say this to him? The Gemara explains b'shem kanyid rava, and as we explain in daf chaf tesam and aleph that there was a story where there was a person that came to bezdin and right before he was about to swear that he didn't owe money to the litigant, he took his cane and he gave it to the teveya, and then he swore, and then the teveya was so angry he threw down the cane and the cane broke and $100 fell out of the cane, and the mashpia felt that by doing so he was actually swearing truthfully, as lemaisa he didn't have $100 of Reuven, as he already gave the cane to Reuven, which included $100, and therefore Bezdin always says that you should know when you're swearing based on our thought process and not based on any tricks that you're playing. Now in Rashi and Daflam Testament Aleph, and it's mashma from Rashi that he's not gurus this piece of the Gemara, and keep in mind that when we learned Daf Chav Testament Aleph, we explained that when Rava actually had this person swear, the person ran and made the shvua prior to Rava being able to tell him that Yishvua will be Adas Hamokoyim Valdas Bezdin. The Gemara continues and goes back to our Mishnah on Daflam Chesam Beis, and the Mishnah stated Shvua said Yodim Hatayne Shtei Kesef Vaido B'Shava Puta, and as Rashi explained in the Mishnah, Shtei Kesef Shtei Mois Kesef Da Shtei Loshin Kevi Vein Shlisha Dinar, and this is a third of a dinar. The Gemara now brings a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as to the definition of a Tayne Shtei Kesef, as Rav explains that when the Mishnah stated that a Tayne Shtei Kesef is not referring to the original claim of the Teveya, it's referring to the actual amount of the denial of the Nitba, and Shmuel Amen, Shmuel states Tayne Atzma Shtei Kesef, and I feel like Kafa El Puta of Lehoida El Puta Chayiv, and Shmuel explains that the Mishnah taught us that the original claim of the Teveya has to be Shtei Kesef, and then either the amount of the Ida or the amount of the Kfira could only be a Shavu Puta, and it would be a Chiyuv to make a Shvua. And for example, according to Rav, only way that Shimon would be Chayiv to make a Shvua of Meidav Mixas is only if originally Reuven had a Taina of Shtei Kesef and a Puta, and Shimon was Meidav Mixas one Puta, and there was still a Kfira of two Mois Kesef. However, according to Shmuel, as long as Reuven originally had a Taina and a Tfira for two Mar Kesef, then as long as Shimon was either Meidav for a Shavu Puta, or he was Meidav the full amount, and he was only a Kfira a Shavu Puta, then Shimon would still be Chayiv to make a Shvua of Meidav Mixas. And the Gemara continues, Amarava, the Rav explains, Deke Mastisa Kavosi the Rav, that from our Mishnah it's Mashma like Rav, and the Kroi Kavosi the Shmuel, and the Pasuk is Mashma like Shmuel, and the Gemara explains, Deke Mastisa Kavosi the Rav, Diktani, Hatayin Shtei Kesef Vayidah Shavu Puta, Be'ilu Kfira Beputa like Tani, and our Mishnah doesn't mention anything about having a Kfira of a Shavu Puta, and therefore it's Mashma like Rav, that a Kfira of a Puta would not suffice, and there has to be a Hayidah of a Shavu Puta, and the end Kfira has to be on a full Shtei Mar Kesef. And Rava continues with Tanan Nami and Masechtas Bar Mitzia, we also have a mission that states, Hey Putoi Sein, that there are five dinim that require a Puta, Ha'inah B'Puta, and the second one is V'Hayidah B'Puta, V'ilu Kfira Puta like Tani, and L'Chair according to Shmuel, then the Mishnah should have stated that there's a sixth thing that require a Puta, as in the case of Shvuas of Meidu Mixas, there's a requirement that there has to be a V'Hayidah of a Puta, as well as a Kfira of a Puta. However, according to Rav, the Mishnah makes sense, as B'negei the Kfira, there is no requirement of a Shavu Puta, and the requirement is much more, as the requirement is that Shimon has to be Kaifer on a full Shtei Mar Kesef. Rava continues, V'kroi Kavasi the Shmuel, and the Psukim HaMashma like Shmuel, Dichsiv, and as the Pasuk in Pash Mishpatim, B'negei HaMoedu Mixas states, Ki Yitin Isha Re'eu Kesef HaKelim Lishmar, we learn Ma Kelim Shnayim Af Kesef Shnayim, that since the Pasuk uses Lashon Rabim when it speaks about Kelim, therefore there's a requirement to have two Kelim, and similarly when the Torah mentions Kesef, there's a requirement for at least two Kesef. Ma Kesef Davar Chashuv Af Kol Davar Chashuv, and just like when the Torah mentions Kesef, we know that speaking about Davar Chashuv, as Rashi states, V'shir Chachamim Shemar Kesef Davar Chashvu, therefore when someone makes any Taina, it has to be on a Davar Chashuv. And L'maisa we see that Reuven's Tfira was on Shtei Mar Kesef, the Kam Rachbana Kiyuzeh, and the Torah states that as long as Shimon is Meidu Mixas, he's Meidu to part of the Shtei Mar Kesef, then it'll be Chayav to make a Shvuah, and therefore the Pasuk is Mashma like Shmuel, that as long as the original Taina was on Shtei Mar Kesef, that would suffice. Before we continue, let us see Rashi, Ma Kesef Davar Chashuv, Af Kol Davar Chashuv, and Rashi explains that we should not be Gurus, Af Kilim Davar Chashuv, the Ilu Bekilim Amrin Lakamon, that Afilu Bekfiris Machten Chayav, that even if someone would be Kifah, a small needle, then it'd still be Chayav, Vahay Af Kol, Bemidi Dilav Rav Klikamar Ayin Sham. Our Gemara continues with Rav and how Rav explained the pasuk, and he states Ahumi Boyle Lahidov Mixes Hataina. And as Rashi explains that when the pasuk states Kiuzeh Mi Boyle De In Shvua El Boydov Mixas Klimez Zani Moida, that Shimon was only Moida on part of Reuven's Taina. However, Vloilag Muron that Taina's Beit Kesef Kai Loilam Hidal the Vad Mikriyish Te Kesef Kamar. However, Shmuel and Shmuel respond Ksiv Hu Ksiv Zeh, that the pasuk states Kiuzeh. Therefore, we learn two dinim. Number one, the kaf of mixas for idu mixas chayiv, that if one is kaf of mixas and he's moida mixas, then it'll be chayiv. Number two, that even if Reuven would be moida only on a mixas of the original taina of shtei kesef, then that would suffice, and Shimon would be chayiv to make a shvua. However, the Gemara explains v'rav, and what would Rav do with the fact that the Torah states kiuzeh? The Gemara explains chad lo yidob mixas ataina, the chad lo yidob min ataina, that one word teaches us that one has to be moida mixas ataina, and he has to be moida to part of the claim, and another teaches us that when he is moida, he has to be moida min ataina. And if Reuven had a taina on one item, Shimon was moida on another item, then Shimon would not be chayav to make a shvua of moida mixas. However, Zokta Gemara Shmuel, and Shmuel explains lavin meila shamis mina de chasal ataina. Even if it's true that you learn these two dinim from the words kiuzeh, but ultimately we also see from the Torah that clearly the original taina is no longer shtei mar kesef, as his original taina was two mar kesef. Now that Shimon had to be moida mixas and also had to be moida min ataina, then certainly there is no longer kfira of shtei mar kesef, and even so the Torah tells us that one will be chayiv, and therefore it's muchach like Shmuel. And because of this question, so the Gemara has to explain how Rav will understand the pasuk elo amalach Rav. So therefore Rav will tell us that kesef ki asa meikar lekfira dasa, that originally when the pasuk states ki yitin isha re'eu kesef, it was not referring to the actual amount of Reuven's taina, but it's actually referring to Shimon's kfira and Shimon's denial in Cain, as if it's not referring to the denial and it's actually referring to the original claim of Reuven. Why would the Torah have to write the word kesef at all if lichtu rachmana ki yitin isha re'eu kelim lishma v'ano amina? We would understand ma kelim shnayim af kol shnayim, that just like the taina for kelim or for two kelim, so therefore all other claims have to be for two items, and therefore we'd have to have two more kesef. Kesef the kasef rachmana lomli, and why did Torah have to write the word kesef at all? Therefore Rav explains him in the taina tenayu in the kfira. So if we don't need the word kesef in order to teach us a din b'degei taina, so it must be teaching us a chiddush that the end result has to be that Shimon had to be kofa a full two mar kesef, and it will not suffice if Reuven's original taina were for exactly two mar kesef. The Gemara continues with Shmuel Amalach, and Shmuel will respond ikas rachmana kelim v'loy kasef kesef havimina mai kelim shnayim af kol shnayim. Einachanami, you're correct that if the Torah wouldn't have written the word kesef, then we would have been able to learn from the word kelim that just like kelim has to be two items, therefore all tainos have to be on two items. However, avo davar chashuv loy beinon, but one may think that we would not require a davar chashuv kamash mulan, and that's why the Torah had to state kesef in order to teach us that just like kesef has to be a davar chashuv and has to be shtei mar kesef, therefore by any other item it also has to be a davar chashuv. Therefore, the word kesef is not actually extra. And ayin Rashi avo davar chashuv loy beinon v'havimino kehechid gabi kelim afilu tonu beiz machten v'hoid loy be'achem en chayev kidel kamon. So kol midinami de tonu loy tree v'hoid loy be'chad l'chayev v'afilu leka tayna kamaisa shtei kesef l'hachi itzuch kesef l'milv m'nei midi lav kelim be'inon davar chashuv ayin sham. The Gemara continues and tries to bring a riot to the sheet of Rab from our Mishnah. As now we learned in our Mishnah shtei kesef yesh li biyotcha ein l'cha biyodi ele puta pata, that Reuven made a claim to Shimon that you owe me two kesef, and Shimon responded I only have a puta, and Shimon would not be chayev to make a shvua. And my time, and what is the reason? La mishum de chasul ataina. And it seems that the reason is because at this point that Shimon was moida for a pruta, so the original taina is now less than shtei mar kesef, and therefore Shimon is not chayev to make a shvua. And lechayer it's a raya to Rav and to yifta de Shmuel. And the Gemara responds amalach Shmuel, that Shmuel respond misavrit shavik tani dafka tani, that who said that our Mishnah is discussing a case where Reuven had a taina of an item that was valued at shtei mar kesef, and that Shimon was moida to Reuven that I owe you an item that is valued at a shavu pruta, but that is actually not the case of the Mishnah. And the case of the Mishnah was where Reuven actually tainted a omi shtei ma of actual silver, and Shimon was moida that I owe you a pruta's worth of nechayshes. The reason why a Mishnah tells us that Shimon is pata for making a shvua is because there wasn't a hayda mimin ataina, as the Gemara states mashatanu loy hayblay and mashahaydalay loy tanu loy. However, the Gemara continues and asks ihachi, that if you're saying this pshat narration of Mishnah, Sefer, let us see the Sefer al-Mishnah, as the Sefer brings another case of Shtei Kesef u'Pruta Yeshli Biyotcha. Reuven says to Shimon that you owe me two Kesef and one Pruta. Shimon responds, Ein l'cha biyadi ele Pruta, that I only owe you a Pruta. Then Shimon would be Chayiv, as I am a Bishlei Meshava, Misham Hachi Chayiv. And if you're going to say that was talking about Shava Kesef, the Mishnah isn't speaking about silver and copper specifically, so it makes sense why Shimon would be Chayiv to make a Shvua, and Zahidah was Mimina Taino, whether Eli Yamir Dafka. And if you're going to say that the Mishnah is talking about actual silver and actual copper, so my chayis, so why would Shimon be chayiv to make a shvua if mashatani loy haidloy? If on the claim that Reuven made on the silver, so Shimon was not moida at all. In addition, umashahaidloy tanoi, and lemaisa, when Shimon was moida, they owed Reuven the weight of a pruta of copper, lagabi copper, he was moida ala kol, and he wasn't moida of mixas. Therefore, why would the safer state that Shimon is chayiv to make a shvua? However, the Gemara answers, midu taima el l'shmuel, that this question is only according to Shmuel, and l'fi Shmuel it's not shver. The Amr Rab Nachman Amr Shmuel, as Rab Nachman says in the name of Shmuel, tanu chitim and sa'irim, v'hoid loy be'echem and chayiv, that if someone tiny is both chitim and sa'irim, and Shimon was moida on only one of them, then it's considered that he was moida v'mixas, and he's chayiv to make a shvua, and therefore in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Reuven made a claim both for silver and for copper, and Shimon was moida on copper, then that would still be considered moida v'mixas, therefore Shimon is chayiv to make a shvua. And as Rashi points out, midu taima el Shmuel, klumat the meshiv chuvazu el Shmuel, klima ilu amachacham acha dafka tani, hayinu chin lahashiv chuvazu, that in a chenami, if any other chacham would have given this teretz, then we could have asked a question from the Sefer, aval Shmuel in a chuva, to Shmuel haydob minatayna chashvlei, ma'achish tanu nechashis ima kesev, v'kafvlei ba'echad, and in Rashi, and the Gemara continues, hachinami mistavra, and this makes sense, midu tani Sefer, litru zav yeshli biyotcha, ein lich biyadi el litru kesev potter, as the Gemara points out, and if you will say that Mishnah is talking about someone that actually made a claim on actual silver or actual copper, so Mishmachi Pata, so it makes sense in this case he'd be Pata, as he wasn't Moida Mimina Taina. If you will explain that the Mishnah is talking about a case, Reuven made a claim for an item that was valued at a litra Zav, and then Shim was Moida that he owes him an item that was valued as a litra Kesev, then certainly that's considered Moida Mixas, and why would you be Pata? Elam is Sefer Dafka, Reishinami Dafka, and therefore, since we see that this case of the Sefer must be a case where you actually made a claim on silver and actual Nechashis, so therefore, all the cases of the Mishnah must be Dafka, where a person made a claim on actual silver and the person was made of for actual Nechashis. Therefore, the Mishnah works out, Lefi Shmuel. However, Lemo Tevetif to Rav, let us say that the first case of the Mishnah would be a Tiyufta and Rav, and as Rashi points out, the Tani Shtei Kesef Yeshli Biyotcha, Ein L'Chabiyadi Elapruta, that you Pata, as we explained, that the only reason why you Pata is v'taim m'shum dafka tan, u'mashatana loy haidloy, and that is the reason why you Pata, hatanu shava v'haidloy shava chayiv, and would be mashma, if Reuven actually tainted a kli that was valued at Tuma Kesef, Shimon was moida to a kli that was valued at a shava pruta, and Shimon would be chayiv, v'afagav the taina kamaisa loy havei el shtei kesef, and at the end result, Shimon's kfira was on less than shtei mel kesef, and l'chari, that would be a tiyufta on Rav, and amalucha Rav, and Rav explains kula mastishin shava in a chenami. The first part of the Mishnah are all cases of shava kesef, and not referring to actual silver and actual copper and vilitras of shiny. And it's only in the case of litras of where the Mishnah is referring to actual gold and actual kesef. As Rashi states, litras shiny the kibin the tonu mishkal vade dafka kamar. Since the Mishnah mentions mishkal a weight, so therefore it must be that his taina was on an actual liter of gold, and the yida was on an actual litra of kesef. However, as Rashi continues, Avakol Matbeis Mastisin Shavakama Derech Matbeis Lasesi Dom L'Chol Dvarim, as the derech of coins you use it in order to buy other things. Therefore, all the other cases of the Mishnah are not referring to actual silver and actual copper, and instead it's referring to Shavak Kesef and Shavak Nechoshes. We continue on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Teidan I'll bring you Raya to Katani Sefer, as later on in the Mishnah brings another case. Reuven made a claim of Dina Zav Libiyotcha, that I have a Dina Zav in your hands. Shimon responds, Ein l'cha biyadi el dina kesef betrisis upundin uputa. I don't have a dina zav, and instead I have either a dina kesef or trisis or pundin or pruta n'chayiv. Then Shimon would be chayiv, as he's considered moedir mixas, shakol min matbea achasein. And the Mishnah explains, because we're referring to actual coins, and any taina and haida regarding coins are all considered mimina taina. And the Gemara therefore states, I am v'shlem mishava, mishamachi chayiv, as if you will say that Reuven Rabbein's claim is on Shavu Kesev, so Mishum Hachi Chayiv, so then we can understand why Shimon will be Chayiv to make a Shvua, as Lemaisi, who is also Moida on Shavu Kesev, and Lemaisi, who is Moida Minataina, and he was Moida Mixas, however, Eli Amidavka, and if you will see that all the cases of the Mishnah are referring to cases where Reuven actually had a claim on actual gold, and Shimon was Moida to actual silver, so my Chayiv, so why would Shimon be Chayiv to make a Shvua, if Lemaisi his Aida is not Minataina, as Reuven's taina was for gold, and Shimon was moida either for copper or for silver. However, the Gemara answers on Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar explains that even Shmuel would agree that this case of the Mishnah is definitely talking about something which was specific, and Bishatano Bedina Matbeis, and the case was where Reuven made a claim to Shimon that you owe me actual dinrim and actual coins that were minted, and Shimon admitted that although I owe you a coin, but I don't owe you a gold coin, and instead I owe you either a silver or a copper coin. The Kamash Malon, the Pruta Mechla Matbeya Isa, and the Chiddush in the Mishnah is that even a Pruta, which is such a small coin, and therefore it generally didn't have any major surah on it, it's still considered a coin, and still considered that it was Moidim Minataina, therefore Shimon would be Chayiv to make a Shvua. And the Gemara says, Dekanami, I'll bring your Raya. In this case, the Mishnah is speaking about actual coins, and not speaking about Shavu Kesef, Dektani Shakol Min Matbeya Achas, as the Mishnah gives a reason that all coins are considered Minataina. And the Gemara continues, V'Rav, and according to Rav that understood that the Mishnah is speaking about Shavu Kesef, and if so, what did the Mishnah mean when it stated, Shakol min matbeya achas? The Gemara explains, Shakol din matbeya achas, that all of these coins have a din of matbeya, and even if he's going to be Moida only on a Pruta, that's considered enough of Moida, and he would be considered a Moida Mixas, and Shimon would be Chayiv to make a Shvua. And as Rashi states, Shakol min matbeya echad hu, kol matbeya sashnuyas kan din echad lem, she'afak tanish ben, that even the smallest of these matbeyas, referring to a puta, yesh pakadei dal lechayv yishvua. The Gemara continues that we just brought the memory of Reza and explained that when the Mishnah stated dina zav li biyadcha, Shimon responded ein lecha biyadi el dina kesef v'trisis upuni the puta that chayiv shakol mit matbeya achasein. And Rabbi Elazar explained that's talking about a case of tana bedina matbeyas and it wasn't talking about shava kesef. Therefore, Gemara wants to be medayik that Rabbi Elazar lema mid the sefer kishmul mitaritz. Since Rabbi Elazar explained the sefer in a way that would work out according to Shmuel, l'chayu we should have a raya that Reisha Nami k'Shmuel Sfirle, that Rabbi Elazar also agrees to Shmuel as to how to explain the Reisha of the Mishnah. All the cases of the Mishnah are dafka k'tani and not shava kesef. As Rashi states, aval ish shava ton le have mechayev afagav the tchilas tainah shtei kesef v'su loi, and therefore we would see that Rabbi Elazar holds like Shmuel and not like Rav. But the Gemara answers that it's not a raya as loi sefer dafka, that only the sefer is dafka tani shakol min matbeya achas, and therefore it was muchach that the Sefer is talking about a case where there was a claim for actual coins. However, Reisha could Rav or Shmuel, even so, Rabbi Elazar could explain the Reisha either like Rav or like Shmuel, and there's no raya that Rabbi Elazar holds either like Rav or like Shmuel, and we'll stop over here.